This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year.
Hey everybody, and welcome to 2BT. This is, I guess you could say, just kind of like a little special short episode. I was kind of sitting here at the Echo Base tonight, and it's the eve of Christmas Eve, and was just kind of reminiscing about, Christmas has passed and things, and just, just kind of was like hanging out, and I thought I'd come in and just record a little bit, and just kind of say hi and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Yule, whatever type of holiday you decide to celebrate, Happy Holidays, Merry whatever. And I was going to share a few, Christmas memories that I can remember. Like one of my fondest or one of my most memorable ones. And if you hear something in the background, this is my dog. I'm sitting here in the recording room with the door open. So my dog's like free roaming. She's back here checking it out. So if you hear weird stuff, that's exactly what that is. Anyways, one of the most memorable Christmases that I can remember is, had to been Christmas of 1980, because it was the year that Empire Strikes Back had come out, and my brother, Steven, who's one of the co-hosts on the show, he had chicken pox, and I remember, I think it was like, I want to say it was Christmas Eve night, or the day before, it might have even been on the 23rd, our parents decided to let us open up a couple of gifts early, which was completely, totally unheard of. You know, we were normal little kids and would constantly batter them verbally about wanting to open something early. It's like, oh my God, I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait. And finally, one year they gave in. I was going to say much to our chagrin. It wasn't really much to our chagrin because it was really cool. We got some Empire Strikes Back pajamas, man. They were awesome. I still remember those. And part of it's because I think there's a picture of my brother laying in bed somewhere with his Empire Strikes Back pajamas on, holding a tauntaun, like super sick with the chicken pox. Because he was able to get up and get out of bed and come open up presents, and then basically he went back to bed. But that was a cool year because it was all, you know, Empire Strikes Back toys, you know, snow speeders, tauntauns, the Empire Strikes Back pajamas, PJs, whatever you want to call them, jammy jams. I don't know, man. But that was a really cool year, man. You know, all the Empire Strikes Back stuff. And of course, like any other collector, I would give my arm and both my legs and maybe even a quarter of my brain or something like that so I could go back in time and just tell myself like, hey, don't tear those up. You can Oprah them. Go ahead and play with them. But, you know, talk your parents into getting you another one and stashing it somewhere so that way it's nice and pristine and minty fresh for whenever you get older. But, you know, I mean, if you're a collector, who wouldn't? The other was like, oh man, I was trying to think of another one. There was, after that year, I mean, we got stuff for Return of the Jedi, but shortly after that, we kind of transitioned into G.I. Joe toys. And I don't know how many of y'all out there, you know, ever watched a G.I. Joe cartoon or played with the G.I. Joe toys. Man, those were great because part of the awesome of those, part of the greatness of those is that they were the same size as Star Wars. And so, you know, me and Steven, we would get the Star Wars and we'd get the G.I. Joe and we'd set up these giant elaborate battles in our bedroom. And it would be G.I. Joe with the Rebels and Cobra with, you know, the Empire, and, you know, it'd all be on one side. You know, the Empire and Cobra would be on one side of the bedroom and Steven was usually the bad guys. And then Joe and the Rebels would be on the other side of the bedroom, and we'd set them all up all over the place, man. We'd take a day and a half setting up these battles that would last like 5-10 minutes long or something. Man, it was just a lot of fun, you know, getting, I remember one Christmas we got the, oh man, I can't remember the official name of it, but it was the battle tank, the G.I. Joe battle tank that was motorized, and you could press on the little top gun on top of the turret. You can press it forward for it to go forward. You can press it backwards for it to go backwards. And it would even, I think it would even turn right and left. I can't remember. Somebody's going to correct me on that, I'm sure. But, you know, oh man, that was just a great toy, man. That was a really fun toy. That, the G.I. Joe Sky Striker, and then all the different, of course, G.I. Joe characters that they came out with, you know, from the first 12 to, Lord, I don't know how long Steven and I collected those, but we played with those nonstop. And like I said, the size was perfect on them. You know, the original G.I. Joe back in the day was 12 inches, but I don't have any memory of those. Those had been phased out by the time I was born, or they'd been kind of phased out shortly after I was born. I think it was 78 or something like that, that those kind of phased out. And I was, you know, I'm a bicentennial baby, so in 76, those were out of there. So, yeah, but I think the, like I said, I think the 12-inch Joes got phased out in 76. But, you know, Christmas in our household was a big deal. You know, there was always family around. We'd always go up and either go meet up with mom's side of the family, which, you know, would include Michael, or we'd go to my dad's side of the family. We swapped out every year. And so, you know, there was always a big family event. Always a big family event. Because whenever you think about it, it's my, you know, my mom, she's got 5 brothers and sisters. You know, well, one of those brothers and happens to be Michael's dad, but you know, each one of those brothers and sisters has almost 2 kids each. So, you know, whenever you think about it, that's a lot of people. You know, you're talking like 20 plus people, it seemed like, almost, just about. Especially nowadays, whenever the kids have kids and some of the kids of the grandkids have kids, and it's just getting crazy, man. It's just getting all sorts of crazy. But yeah, Christmases have always been fun. I still get Star Wars stuff to this day. Just go back, I guess it was about, I think that was about 5 years ago, maybe 2012. Man, it might have been 2011, whenever Toys R Us had the exclusive Millennium Falcon in the vintage packaging. I got that for Christmas. That was another, like, super memorable Christmas. And, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, it doesn't just happen whenever you're a kid, but it happens, you know, whenever you're an adult as well. Yeah, man, that was a great, I kind of bought that Christmas present myself. I had gone and put it on layaway at Toys R Us. And my parents asked me, well, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, big freaking Millennium Falcon. And so they basically paid off the rest of my layaway from Toys R Us. Which worked out for me, because I just, you know, basically went and picked it up, took it back to them, they wrapped it, and I got to open it up on Christmas morning. And really, that's really just the best way to do it. If you have a Star Wars collector in your life, and you ask them what they want for Christmas, it's best to just let them go pick it out themselves. You know, because there's so many little things. And that's what I always like the most. Myself, personally, like, it might be something that I already have. But if you give me something Star Wars for Christmas that I feel like I don't even have to feel like you put in thought and effort to it. Like, if you just give me something Star Wars for Christmas, I'm going to love it. I can have 8 of the same blasted thing. But if it's a gift, it's going to be awesome, man. Just because, you know, it's something I didn't have to buy myself. And some of the kitschy, like I won't say kitschy stuff, but like some of the like smaller stuff is some of my favorites, like the mugs. You know, you always see these mug sets that Walmart and Target and things like that have every year. And they'll always have like some like super nasty hot chocolate in there or whatever. Maybe some crappy coffee. I don't drink coffee personally, so all coffee is crappy. But, you know, things like that. Some of those are my favorites, man. If you can find a really cool print for that Star Wars fan is a good present, or any collector. Not just Star Wars fans themselves, but, you know, anytime you can find neat little off-the-wall things, like I guess this is maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago. Might not have been that long. But I'd say about 2-3 years ago. There was I think it was a Japanese company did a tooth saber or pick saber or something like that. And it was basically a little toothpick holder. It was a Darth Vader. And he reaches his arm in and pull out a toothpick, and the toothpick was his lightsaber or whatever. Things like that, man. Things like that are super neat. And generally inexpensive. I won't say that one was inexpensive. That one was like $30. To me, that's $30 is a bit pricey for a small little item like that. But, you know, and you know what? Me saying all this, I realize this is late, and I'm sorry. This was just kind of like a spur of the moment thing. I was sitting in the living room, basically watching Christmas movies, and I was like, you know what, man, I'm just going to go back and ramble and talk about the holiday for a little bit and talk about favorite Christmas memories, which kind of has now led into a helping shopping guide for the person that has a collector in their life. But, you know, if anybody out there is listening to this and they want to, you know, share their thoughts, like, what is it, if you're a collector, what is it that you enjoy getting for Christmas to add to your collection? You know, because I can sit here in my room right now and I see a pile of, and it's really a pile of 3D glasses, you know, from The Force Awakens and from different celebrations and from the 3D release of Phantom Menace, you know, and just pins, you know, because here in past celebrations, you buy a t-shirt and you got a pin. Or you spend 50 extra bucks at this booth and you got a pin. Lanyards and things like that. And, of course, you know, always the vintage collection. You can't go wrong with that. But, yeah, man. If you're listening to this, what is it that you like getting for Christmas? If you're a collector, and even not a collector, what is it that you like getting for Christmas? And don't sell me clothes. Unless it's just like a cool, like, t-shirt of whatever it is that you're a fan of, you know. But don't tell me like, I like getting polo shirts because I can wear them at work and if I go out to have a good time. I'm talking about fun gifts, not necessity gifts. Another past Christmas gift that I got was 1 year whatever mask. If you're out there and listening, if you remember Mask, there was if you don't remember it, it was I can't remember. I think that was Hasbro that put out Mask. Anyways, it was these cars that didn't change into robots, but like there was like a Camaro that would change into almost like a jet, like it had those wing doors, so they'd flip up, and it had little guns on the wings on the doors. But those wing doors made the car turn into wings. I guess it's called gull wings or whatever, or something like that. It's the technical term for that style of door. But and it had a semi that would the sleeper would open up, and it had a big rocket in it, and the smokestacks would flop down for laser cannons or whatever. But there was one Christmas, me and Steven got a ton of Mask stuff for Christmas, and then follow that up with another recent Christmas, and this was just last year. Last year, I probably got one of the coolest things I have ever, and that was an authentic Return of the Jedi movie poster that I still need to get framed. But yeah, man, like, just, I don't, I've had good Christmases. Let's just put it that way. Me and Steven both have, so I think I've been rambling enough now. It's just, like I said, this is just a spur-of-the-moment thing. And whatever way that you celebrate, whatever holiday it is that you celebrate, I hope you have a very, very merry, happy, excellent, you know, be kind to one another. Party on. Party on, Wayne. Party on, Gar. I was trying to remember Bill and Ted. Be excellent to one another. And party on, dude. Yeah, something like that. Raw. All right. Well, happy Yule. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever. Hope you have a good one. Hey, guys. Just a quick addendum to this. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, or, you know, message us on Twitter or whatever on Twitter, you can do that at 2BT Show. That's at 2BT Show. And if Twitter's not your bag, you can always email us at 2BTShow@gmail.com. That is 2BTShow@gmail.com. Feel free to email us whatever. Send us your thoughts on The Last Jedi. I'd love to discuss it with you. I'm pretty sure Mike and Steven both would as well. So let us know what you thought. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think about the show. You know, if you have a minute, please go by iTunes and give us a little review on there. I just ask that you be kind. That'd be awesome. 2BT, signing out.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.